prayers, stand forward. استقيموا واعتدلوا واكملوا الصفوف. Straighten the lines and complete them. It's a sunnah. In the first rak'ah, inshallah, 7 takbirat. In the second rak'ah, 5 takbirat. Allahu Akbar.
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 بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Relax, brothers. You may go backward so you can sit. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. ولله الحمد. Allah is greater. Allah is greater. Allah is greater than anything, than anybody. And we glorify Him and we thank Him for all the blessings that we have. الحمد لله رب العالمين الذي أنعم علينا بأكبر النعم وهي نعمة الإسلام. We praise Allah, the Lord of the universe, who has granted us the biggest blessing, the biggest ni'mah, which is the ni'mah of Islam. الحمد لله for being Muslims. We thank God for being Muslims. وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم النبيين والمرسلين، وهو الذي علمنا مناسك الحج قائلا خذوا عني مناسككم. صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحبك ومن اتبع هداك بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that Muhammad, peace be upon him, he is the seal of all messengers and prophets of Allah. And he has taught us when we go to Hajj to do the rituals as he did them. My khutbah today is about the lessons from Al-Hajj and how we can apply them in our everyday life here. The pilgrims have the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the great welcoming of Allah to His guests there. And inshallah they will come back as if they are born again without any sin. But if we follow the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and we understand what it means to be there, inshallah, we will get the same rewards. If we think about when the major appearance of pilgrims, it's al-wazr, al-izar, two pieces of cloth for men, and decent dress for women. What's that? This is simplicity. This is decency. This is the essence of things. So if we can learn simplicity and decent appearance from that. Not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us, when you leave this earth, what kind of clothes you are going to have? Just a little bit, peace. So we learn the lesson is
simplicity and not being arrogant. Remember that in our everyday life, when we treat each other as a husband and wife, as a parent and a child, and a neighbor to his or her neighbor, the community. If we are simple, if we are decent, without arrogance, how much beautiful life is. Another ritual of Al-Hajj, if you observe when you watch the videos and the news, if you haven't been there, is tawaf, going around Al-Kaaba 7 times. Think about it, what's that? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, you are part of my kingdom. You are part of my universe, in which there are stars and planets. And what do the planets do? They go around the star. Or first, the moons go around the planet. But the planets go around the stars. And the stars go around the center of the galaxy. Think about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that. You are part of my kingdom. Third, when we pray, we face Al-Kaaba, Al-Musharrafa, the noble sanctuary of Allah, the first house of the Lord on earth. He said that in the Holy Quran. When we do that all over the world, wherever you are, in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, in North America, South America, Australia, wherever you are facing Al-Kaaba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, you are united. You have one address, that's our address. Again, think about it. You as an individual, you are part of your family. Your address, local address, is the family. The family is the basic unit of society. If it is good, the whole society is good. And God forbid, if it is dysfunctional, the whole society is crumbling down. Then it's a lesson for us to always think about an address. Where do I belong? I belong to my family first, to my masjid, my community second, my larger community, my city, my state, this country, the world, I am part of that. And once always we think about it, the address is important, our actions will have meanings. You are not an isolated incident in this world. You are here, you belong. There are so many circles you belong to. Think about standing in Arafat, the basic, the most basic component of Al-Hajj. Actually, the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Hajj Arafah. Yeah, you cannot have Hajj without going to Arafah and stay there. Look who is there. Men and women. Even here in our masjid, women are there and we are here. But there, we are in the same spot. Around the Kaaba, we are in the same spot. And look to your right, you will see a black person, and to your left, a white person, and in front of you, a brown person. All colors of human beings. What languages they speak? All languages. They are tall and short, men and women, young and old, from all nations. They left everything behind and came to the blessing of Allah, answering His call. And inshallah, Allah will grant them what they came for, His blessings and His mercy and His forgiveness. For us, before any government, before any ideology in the world, speaking about race relations, speaking about ethnic relations, gender equality, okay, look at this message of Al-Hajj. It's like for you to spread the word among yourselves first, but also among non-Muslims, and tell them, we in Islam, we do not differentiate between a person who is this color or that color. Like the hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. لا فرق لعربي على أعجمي إلا بالتقوى. Nobody should be better than anybody except in righteousness, in competition for good deeds. Whatever language you speak, whatever skin color you have, you are equal before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we treat each other equally in the world. This is the Islam, one of the Islamic basic messages to humanity. Equality, irrelevant of any color, any tongue, any height or weight, or any appearance or characteristic. It's the essence of the human being that matters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'm not looking at your appearances. إن الله لا ينظر إلى صوركم وإنما ينظر إلى أعمالكم أو كما قال عز وجل. He looks for your... This is a hadith. This is hadith Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام saying, Allah doesn't look at your appearance, your face. He's looking at here, at your heart, your acts, your deeds, how you feel towards people. And in Surah Al-Hajj, in Surah Al-Baqarah, this is chapter 2, verse 197. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. There should be no mundane relations between men and women. This is time for worship. But more important, no disobedience of Allah. And more important, no arguments. Think about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, if we want to take this as a lesson to ourselves, think about the possibility. If you say a good word, if you smile in the face of the other person, the positive results you are going to get are assured, contrary to the situation if we are insulting or putting each other down. That's the lesson we learn from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the Hujjaj, the pilgrims. He said, don't argue each other. Just listen to that. You can ask what you want in better words. Al-kalimatu tayyiba sadaqa. This is the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam saying, even if you say good word, you can choose a bad word to ask about something, and you can use a bad word to ask about something. You have a choice. But فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. The person, even if there is some disagreement or hostility or unfriendly relations, and you speak to them rightly, they become like friends to you. What about husbands and wives? What about parents and children? What about us in a community? We have a choice. We can choose the right words, express ourselves in the right way, and we win friends. We maintain friendship instead of, I say a bad word, you also are capable to reply with the bad words. And it's a cycle, a bad cycle actually. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الكلمة الطيبة صدقة وكل خطوة يمشيها إلى الصلاة صدقة أو كما قال إلى المسجد صدقة. This is confirmation of the hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, saying the good word is charity. Charity, of course, we know charity is giving money. We work hard to earn money. It's dear. No doubt about that. Now, giving that dear thing away for the sake of Allah, that is the greatest thing you can do. What if I don't have, really? I'm spending on a family and I don't have extra. The Prophet ﷺ is telling you, الكلمة الطيبة, say good words. You are capable to use that. And I'm saying this, I'm confirming it. I cannot really be tired of repeating it, because a lot of what people are in disagreement about and creating hostility is the world. Particularly at home, men and women, or a mother to her child, or a father to his child, or among us. Among the rituals also of al-Hajj is dhabiha, slaughtering an animal. And at the beginning, you know the story from Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, it was acceptance of Allah. Allah accepted his desire to obey him, to kill his son. Then he said, okay, you pass the test, here is an animal to slaughter. In Islam, it is intended that this is the time we think about the poor. So killing the animal is not just for the sake of killing. It has social purpose. This is the time we remember the people around us. It is really distribution of meat. And nowadays they freeze them in Saudi Arabia and send them all over the world, actually. Again, this is a lesson to us. The idea is thinking about ourselves, thinking about the community. There are people among us, maybe. I'm not really sure, but there may be. It's your job to detect. They need, but they are proud to ask. Well, it's our job to find them. And if you don't know anybody here, maybe back home. And so it's part of who you are as a Muslim, who you are as a mu'min. And finally, Ramy al-Jamarat, throwing the stones. Think about this, is again the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail and his wife Hajar. May Allah be pleased with all of them, giving peace and blessings for them. When they wanted to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Shaytan alayhi la'natullah would appear to them and telling them, are you crazy? Are you going to kill your only son? And he will go to her, are you crazy? Are you listening to that old man? He wants to kill your own son. And he would go to the child and, are you crazy? You're listening to that old man? Or he would kill you. And every time, what did they do? They will take stones and throw at the shaytan. We can apply this in our time. Of course, I'm not indicating that we have stones in our pockets. But every time you're speaking to your wife, or she's speaking to her husband, you're speaking to your child, or the child is speaking to mom, and something is bothering you, especially if the other person is really wrong, and you know they are wrong, for example, and there is temptation for you to avenge yourself, speak loudly, angrily, aggressively, resist that. This is how you throw stone at the shaytan. And you say, La'natullah ala shaytan. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. The first thing we say even before Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I seek refuge in Allah from that stone shaytan. We remember these meanings of al-Hajj, and they are applicable in our life, and certainly they make our life better, but also blessed. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is very close answering your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. These days, during last week, you heard the news about flooding in Texas, maybe in Louisiana, and we have our fellow Americans from all faiths, including Muslims. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on them and get them out of their calamity. And we ask him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, also to have mercy upon victims of all natural disasters around the world, or man-made disasters, because there's a lot of disasters are man-made, caused by humans. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend his mercy on this planet. We need His mercy. We need His protection. We need His security. Ya Allah, we ask You to shower us with Your kindness and Your forgiveness. Ya Allah, we ask You to help us be kind to each other, be merciful to each other, be speaking good to each other. You are capable to guide us to the right path. Ya Allah, we ask You to grant us the best in this life and inshallah the best in the hereafter. We ask You to descend Your peace and security on this planet in which people are in dire need for Your help and for Your mercy. Ya Allah, we ask You to give us the guidance to stick to Your religion and to teach our children to stick to Your religion. You are capable to guide us, and we ask for this guidance. We ask You, O Allah, to give Your support for the weakened people all over the world, al-mustad'afin. There are people somewhere in the world who really cannot defend themselves, who have been trapped in a natural disaster or man-made disaster. May Allah give them His help, His assistance. He is all capable to do that. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا دينا إلا سددته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا غائبا إلا رددته، ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. اللهم أمنا في بيوتنا وأعمالنا، ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا، وانشر المحبة والعطف والرحمة بيننا، إنك أنت الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم اجعل أزواجنا وأولادنا وبناتنا قرة أعين لنا في هذه الدنيا، ومكننا من تعليمهم دينك الحنيف، واجمعنا بهم في جنتك التي وعدت بها عبادك المؤمنين، إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم ثبت قلوب إخواننا وأخواتنا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم أنزل رحمتك عليهم واحقن دماءهم وبدل خوفهم أمنا وسلاما، إنهم عبادك وإنك أرحم الراحمين. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على النبي الكريم، وكل عام وأنتم بخير وعيدكم مبارك.